From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Good morning. The Little Rock Board of Directors is to hear from the State Highway and Transportation Department tomorrow evening over the department's plans for expansion of Interstate 30 through the city. The project has attracted criticism in recent weeks for what opponents say will hurt development in the city's downtown. Ward 3 City Director Kathy Webb plans to eventually introduce a resolution against the plan.
I think that the project as it stands now will be divisive to the city. So it will have a detrimental impact on the river market and on other neighborhoods.
The $600 million plan, funded mostly by a 2012 voter-approved sales tax increase, would widen the interstate from 6 lanes to 10. Among the area stakeholders critical of the highway department's plans are the leaders of Rock Region Metro, the public transit agency whose rail car, east of I-30, may be disrupted under the highway expansion. Executive Director Jared Varner says if that is the case, his agency would have to return federal money that funded nearly 80% of the streetcar project.
The value of that asset would have to be repaid to the federal government and Rock Region Metro. And that's a problem for two reasons. One, because we would no longer have that anchor of development, but also it would be very difficult for Rock Region Metro and our cities to compete for federal transit dollars in the future if we're willing to throw away an eight-year-old investment.
The city board meets on the I-30 issue tomorrow night at 7 at the Clinton Presidential Center. On Wednesday, the Board of Metroplan, a publicly funded urban planning agency for Central Arkansas, will also hear from the Highway Department. Metroplan Executive Director Jim McKenzie says a study by his agency shows the I-30 project would induce demand for more traffic, which will eventually spread onto connecting interstates.
Then you've got issues about, so the corridor is effective in moving traffic faster through it because it's wider, but then if the entire system still has choke points in it, then that traffic hits the choke points and it'll back up in the corridor and defeat the purpose.
McKenzie says the system's analysis indicates associated road widenings would be necessary, leading to greater costs. The Highway Department contends the I-30 expansion from 6 to 10 lanes is necessary because traffic counts already demand a wider road. This is KUAR.